from the pasuk itself, as a chiddush hakel. So the Ran says that actually it's not deduced. We shouldn't understand the droshe machil levam chaser b'shmoy levam machil levam chaser akerev kum v'niklav afkol kum v'niklav afkol kum v'niklav that chil levam chaser is akerev as a kevam sar the chil levam shal gabi akevo comes within the posik of chil levam chaser akerev. It does not come within the posik of chil levam chaser akerev, because as far as that posik is concerned, Rabbi Shmuel can agree with the droshe of Rabbi Akiva. In other words, as far as the basic iser of chilev, the chiyuv kores is concerned, so Rabbi Shmuel can agree with Rabbi Akiva that it has to be teisiv kum v'niklav. And if it's not teisiv kum v'niklav, so it's not analogous to the chilev amchases hakerev. And there is no kores. But Rabbi Shmuel deduces it from the ribu, kol chilev. And it's mashma that there won't be any chiyuv kores for the chilev shel gabakim. It's according to the Ram. So in other words, he explains it as follows, the chiddush Ram. So the hobi chilev shel gabakim dim gabakim. Rabbi Shmuel Meir, kol chilev is marbe chilev shel gabakim. But that does not come within the posik of chilev amchases akeret. It doesn't come because it's not as a kumbiniklav. But the question is, if the Torah, if the Kavonis HaTorah had been to Aser only a chilev that is mamish analogous to the chilev that, to the prise, to the chilev that covers the keres, so why does the Torah say kol as chilev, as kol achilev asher hakeres? The Torah already said, as a chilev, hamchases hakeres. And that means, so that implies any kind of fatty portion that conforms to this pattern, these characteristics of teisiv kum v'niklav. So why does the Torah have to say then v'es kol achilev asher hakeres to be marred with something else, even though that something else does not come within the first step of the pasuk? But it's nisrabe. So what is it marbe? It's marbe chilev shel gabakim. So but we have two fatty portions on the table. We have the keshes and the iseres hakeshes. So that's the shaila. What is Rabbi Shmuel Marbe? Because mitzad the posi, because chilev amchases hakerev, so no chilev shel gabi akevo is included. Not even the chilev shel gabi akeshes is included. Because the chilev shel gabi akeshes itself does not conform fully to the characteristics of teisiv kum v'niklav. But the shaila is, there is a special ribu, and perhaps there is no chorus for that. It's a special ribu for chilev that covers, that is on top of the kevo. So that special ribu, does it apply to the keshes, the chilev that is on the keshes, on the greater curvature, or the special ribu applies even to the fatty portion that is on the smaller curvature, on the Iseres HaKeshes? So that's the machlokes between the two Mishnayos. This is how it seems the Chiddushei Ran explained it. At that time I said Chiddushei Ritva, but it was a slip of the tongue, it was the Chiddushei Ran. Now there is one more thing that I want to point out. Now we discussed in the course of the Old Shiurim, we discussed the various shittes about Reifei Lechayim. So you mentioned the Shittes Rashi, we mentioned the Shittes Atur, we mentioned the shite of the Ramban, and we mentioned the shite of the Rambam, of course, together with the, first we mentioned the shite of the Rambam, and then we apply the same shite to the two too, except that the machleke between the Rambam and the two, in other words, both the Rambam and the two agree that there are two categories of treifes. Treifes that are grounded aloch on Mishim Sinai, and treifes that are explicitly mentioned in the posik of Bosa Basura Treifu Isachelu, which is based upon the fact of Nita Lomus. Now, as far as the treifes of the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai are concerned, so the Inachayo is only a simen. And the simen itself means without medicine. With medicine, we don't even have that simen. But then there is another treife of Nita Lomus, and that's the reason as to why Nita Lachayelin is treife. Why? On the basis of Nita Lomus. But we are not allowed to be meisiv on the treifes, even on the treifes of Nidalamus. So the Rambam is medayik from the Loshna Mishneh, since the Loshna Mishneh is Nidalech Atach Kosher, so it implies that Nidalech Elyein is treifes. But why doesn't the first Mishneh mention Nidalech Elyein? The answer is, the first Mishneh only gives a list of the treifes that are grounded in Alokh L'Mishneh B'Sinai. But Nidalech Elyein is not Alokh L'Mishneh B'Sinai. Not that the Rambam Mechochmas Atzmei mention the treife, because it's implicit in the Loshna Mishneh of Nitlech Lechi Atach Din Kosher, whole Lechi Yoelin Treifo. But the Aloch Lemish Misinai tells us that it's Nitlomus. Now, and it seems that the Tur agrees with the Chitin. But still, the Tur is Chelik on the Rambam. And the Tur holds that Nitlech Yoelin is Ksheyo. Now, it's not Mistaba to say that there is a Machlekes in Mitzias with the Rambam the Tur. So he said that the Tur agrees with the Rambam's principle, but the Tur holds true that if it's Neitel Omus, so then it's Treifo, even without Aloch L'Mishneh B'Sinai. As long as it's established that it's definitely Neitel Omus, and that there is no cure. But there is a possibility of a cure, not a medical cure, but a surgical cure. We can install an artificial Lechi Elyein. So what's the Shittas Rambam? So again, to say that there is a Machlekes in Mitzias as to whether it's possible to install an artificial Lechi Elyein, I mean, it's not Mistaber. So the Shittas Rambam is that as long as there is no medical cure, so mainly it becomes a treif on the basis of Neitel Omus, even though there is a possibility of a surgical cure. Because a surgical cure, when you install a new, an artificial Lechi Elyein, so that's a Ponim Chadoshes. So that means that the behemo in this Ponim, in this state, with this Ivoim, without any additional Ivoim artificially being transplanted, so is Neitel Omus. And the two Oshitis, in order to be a treifa on the score of Neitel Omus, so it must be Neitel Omus without any possibility of a cure. But if there is a possibility of an artificial cure. Now, then we mentioned that the Shite, we also discussed the Shite of Rav Netam, the distinction between treifa Sodom and treifes behemo, because odom misle maslen and behemoless maslen. We explained it. What does it mean, odom misle maslen? Because odom misle maslen. So in other words, the Rav Netam shita is not like the Ramban, that a treifa that is not chayo, it means even with the medical cure is not chayo. But Rav Netam agrees with Ramban. The treifa in a chayo means without samanim, but with samanim it can live, and it can live. So mele, so by behemo. It's a very unusual phenomenon that without medical treatment that the behemoth should be exposed to the medical cure. Even though it's possible, why isn't it possible? Let's say that if the behemoth has a perforated lung, and because of that, so it's destined not to survive more than 12 months. So that, but let's say if an antibiotic, let's say penicillin, will be administered to the behemoth, so then it would be able to live. So, and what is a penicillin? I mean mold. So why isn't it possible that the behemoth just coincidentally, I mean, became exposed to this antibiotic? So that's an unusual phenomenon. Why? Because behemoth is lemazle, but other misle mazle is without doctors, just with Ashgoche and through the seichel of the person, because one pshat is, you want Mr. Masli as das, you know, to take care of himself, that without any deliberate medical treatment, so he was exposed. He's exposed and without any intention on his part, so he might be exposed. So mele, that's why Rav Netam says that all these treifes, that in the behemo it's in a chayo, so in an odom it can be chay. Not that there is, that as far as the makel is concerned, there is a difference between an odom and behemo. But because Ramtam Shita is like the Rambam, that in a chayo, that in a chayo means without medical treatment. So by behemo, if there is no deliberate medical treatment administered, if no deliberate medical treatment is administered to the behemoth, so no probability the behemoth will not get this medical treatment. Because there is no hashkoche protis over the behemoth the way there is over every human being. Mashenki, by all the Muslim Azle, So without doctors, without doctors knowing anything, so the person by himself might be exposed unconsciously to that medical cure. So mele, we don't say ligabe treifes odom detinachai. We don't say ligabe treifes odom inachai. All right, now. So then we explain the Rashi shita is. We explain the Rashi shita is. From many Rashis we inferred, we deduced the Rashi shita is that the inachai is only a simen. Just a coincidence. And every treifa is a treifa because the Alochel Mishimisina declared them as treifa. Now, the other Rishaini, so say that the Inner Chayo is a basic fact, an essential fact, not an accidental, coincidental fact. Now, the question is, what will all these Rishaini do with the Mandoma who says treifa chayo? So we could say that's the machlek, the mandoma who says treifa chayo. So according to him, the shem treifa is grounded in Alochel Mishmisinai, not in the inachayo. But the mandoma who says treifa inachayo, so the shem treifa is grounded in the inachayo. But that is not mistaken. I mean that there should be a machlekes between these tanoim as to whether chayo or not chayo, as to the whole basis of the Shem Treifa. So now Teisves in Avil Zore, in Zvochim, so he says that the Mandoma who says Treifa is in a chayo, is chayo, so why is there an Isa Treifa? So Teisves says, because even though he's chayo, but the chayim is not a full living. In other words, he's not in the healthy state. In other words, he cannot function as a normal person. So in other words, what's the shita of Teisves? Why doesn't Teisves say, because he's a treifa, the Alochel Mishmisinai can declare them as treifa. The answer is, the Teisves shita is, as we said, in the Rashba. We said that according to the Ramban and the Rashba, so treifa in a chayo is an essential fact. But there is a difference. According to the Ramban, treifa in a chayo, so the in a chayo per se is the basis of the Shem Treifa. According to the Rashba, and we deduced it from the Jewish Rashba, Simen Tzadiches, a very important Jew, because the Rashba says, now the Chumah was in connection with the behemoth that had the Yisera Seiber, and that behemoth lived. And then, so there was someone who was mater the behemoth Bachil. And he said, no, that this is a toys. And the one who passes like that is Kimeitzi Laaz al-Din v'chachamein. And then he goes into a lengthy discussion of Treifa in Achayu. So he says, he rejects the Sheikh of the Marshal and of some Rishenim, that only Rof Treifes is in Achayo. He says, all Treifes is in Achayo. All Treifes is in Achayo. And he deduces this proposition that all Treifes is in Achayo. Because if some Treifes would be Chayo, so then we would be made Tzilaz and Chachon. Why would we be made Tzilaz and Chachon? So it appears from the Rashba that the in Achayo is the basis of the Shem Treifa. But then he says, that when do we say that in a chayo, only ligabi the treifa of chisore, but the ligabi treifa of yiseres? So there, the behemoth, if a behemoth has three legs instead of two legs, if the behemoth has three lungs instead of two lungs, the behemoth can still live a normal span of life. But still, it is a treifa because Alochel Mishmisinai says so. So we raise the question, if the Rashba shita had been like Rashi, the treifa in a chayo is grounded in Alochel Mishmisinai, and the in a chayo has nothing to do with the Shem treifa. But just a coincidence. So then we could understand. But the Rashba emphasizes the fact that in a chayo is an essential fact. So mainly if it's an essential fact, so mainly it should follow that wherever it is chayo, it shouldn't be a treifa. Because he says that if one says that a certain treifa can live, can live is kineitzel az al chachamim. So why is it kineitzel az? Because then if it can live, it shouldn't even be a treifo. But the chachamim say that it is a treifo. So that means it cannot live. It cannot live. So it's an essential fact. Now, so if it's an essential fact, so the gabi yiseres, where it can live, it shouldn't be affected as a treifo. So what do we say? The halacha mishum Sinai says so. So then let us deduce from this halacha mishum Sinai that the shem treifo is not grounded in the inachai. So we explain that there is a machleket between the Ramban and Rashbo. According to the Ramban, so the inachai per se, is the basis of the shem treifo. The inachai. That's the reason as to why the Ramban says that if the Tzumas Agidim was cut out, and then a week later, a month later, so someone came, a doctor came, and amputated the whole leg beneath the knee, so then the Shem Treifo is spoken. And the Rashbo, the Ram, I mean, many of the Shemi, a chelik on it. How is it possible? But why does the Ramban say that it is possible? The answer is because the Ramban Shita is, number one, that the Ein Chayo is a basic, essential fact, and that the Ein Chayo per se is the basis of Shem Treifo. So, Mimele, the moment you chop off, you amputate the lower half of the leg, and the behemoth can still live, so Mimele, it cannot be affected with the Shem Treifo. Because the basis of the Shem Treifo is the fact that it cannot live, but now it can live. Mashenki in the Rashbo is chelik, because the Rashbo holds while Ein Chayo is a basic essential fact, but it's not the basis of the Shem Treifo per se. But the Ein Chayo is indicative of the major character of the Mak. In other words, a behemoth can become a treifo only if it is afflicted with the major market, not if it is afflicted with the minor market. If all the teeth from the behemoth had been knocked out, so would anyone say that it should be a treifo? It's not a major market, it's a minor market. Why is one a major market? Why is one a minor market? So if something is fatal, then it's a major market. If something is not fatal, so it's a minor market. So it's not. So Mimele, the Rashbo says, even though he chopped off the feet after he cut out the Tzumas Agidim, now the behemoth can live, but that doesn't change the nature of the major market. So Mimele, it still is a trait. So we have to say that when Teitzve says that the Mandoma who says trait for Chayo, so it's still a trait for, because she'll always be a damaged behemoth. In other words, the living will be not full living. It will be a damaged behemoth. So what's Teisa Shite? Teisa Shite is that the treifo in Chayo is an essential fact. But it's not an essential fact per se. Because it's an essential fact in the sense that it's indicative of a major makom. So Memele the Mandoma who says treifo Chayo, so even though it can live a normal span of life, but it cannot live the normal span of life in a state of health. So Mimele, so it's still indicative of a major makom. Now, the Rashbo in Teras Habayis and in the Chedushim, he also says that Ein Chayo is a basic fact, but as we said before, that it's not, it doesn't mean that Ein Chayo per se is the basis of the Shem Treifo. The Ein Chayo determines that the market is a major market, in contrast to a minor market. And then he asks, how about the Mandoma who says treifo Chayo? So the Rashbo says that the Mandoma who says treifo Chayo, he only means that in contrast to the Mandoma who says Ein Chayo. What does it mean Ein Chayo? It can only survive for 12 months. So the Mandoma who says treifo Chayo, he holds it can survive for more than 1 month. It can live for 2 years, it can live for 3 years, for 4 years, but everybody agrees that if a behemoth is a treifo, that it cannot live the otherwise span of life. In other words, that a behemoth whose lung is punctured will not be able to live the same span of life that it would have lived had its lung not been punctured. But maybe to live with the punctured lung for 10 more years. But if the lung hadn't been punctured, it might live for 15 years. Now that the lung is punctured, it will live only for 40 years. So in other words, it's 8 lungs. So we see that the Shittas HaRashba also is that it's an essential fact. So in other words, so which Rishonim hold that it's only a coincidental fact, Rashi, but then the Rambam also. But the Rambam has two categories of treifes. He has a category of treifes that is Rambam Alokha L'Mishim Sinai. So there the Inachayo is only a statistical fact, and it only means without medicine. And then he has another category of treifes that is based upon the Nidrons. But Rashi Shita is, there is only one category of treifes. Now, we had a certain difficulty, and I didn't mention it happens. Now, the difficulty was that, now I said that all the Rishonim who explain Sirches on the basis of a past Nekev, and who refuse to explain it on the basis of a future Nekev, so it all depends. If we say that treif is based upon the Sefer Lomos, upon the Inachayo, so mainly it shouldn't make any difference whether the Nekev is there already or the Nekev is destined to develop. Because if the Inachayo is the basis of the Shem Treifo, what difference does it make whether it's destined to die within 12 months because of a Nekev that developed already, or it's destined to die because of a Nekev that will develop. However, if we say like Rashi that the treifes are grounded in Halacha Mishnah Sinai, and the fact that it's Sefer Lomos is a Inachayo, just a coincidence, some mele Rashi couldn't explain. Mimele Rashi couldn't explain Sirches on the basis of the fact that it's destined to develop a Nekev. So what? Now, if it has already a Nekev, so there's no local mission in Sinai. But if it doesn't have a Nekev, it will develop a Nekev. So it will develop a Nekev. When it will develop a Nekev, then it will become a Treife. But if we are Sheikha the Behemah before it developed, before the Sirche developed a Nekev, why should it be a Treife? Oh, so the question arose, but we see there is a certain Rashi, that Rashi himself, too, in regard to Sirches, Rashi explains it on the basis of a past Nekev. But in regard to its Shinumare in the long, so Rashi says, Omarov, Kikuch Lek Sheil. If it is the marrow blue, the lung, then it's kosher. Could use a treifa, but if the lung has a very blackish marrow, like ink, so it's treifa. So Rashi says, why? The Omer Rav Chanin is shocher odom u el shalok. Al melakusehu, viseifei lirokei velinokei. No, but that was not, that can harmonize with the Shita of the Rishonim, that the Inachayo is an essential fact and is the basis of the treifes of a mele. If it's black, if the lung is black, so then it's destined to become totally deteriorated, decayed, nirkev, and nikev. So in Mele, it's already destined to be in a high. But the Shittas Rashi is in Tam Mitreifes. He emphasized it so many times. In Tam Mitreifes. In other words, the in a high, yes high, not high, has nothing to do with the Shetreifes. This is just a sin. It's a coincidence. It has nothing to do with the Shetreifes. So in Mele, so what if it's destined to be the king? But right now, after all, we are Sheikha the Behemoth, and we saw the long is black. But is it decayed? No, it's not decayed. If the behemoth had not been ishred, then, and the behemoth would have been allowed to live for another 6 months, maybe it would have become totally decayed. But the Sheikh had managed to shecht it before the decay set into the lung. So why should it be a trade? Now, I think there is a way. I didn't mention it until now, because I wanted to go over the Gemaras and to see whether all these Gemaras can accord with Rashi. But this Rashi can be explained. Now there is a Gemara, I think that we learned that Gemara. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Mishnah says, Hashich Adam Sekenes, if there was Pirchus, and the Pangidmar Shchite, so then, the Shchite is a Shchite, the Beimo is Metanis. If there is Pirchus. So the Gemara says, Mishkenes Mimai Nishari. How do we know that Mishkenes is Metanis? So the Gemara says, Kashe, Mimai Teise Kadaitim Yasire, Meirche Teise. Should we say that Mr. Kenneth is also, that you ask for a mokeh, that Mr. Kenneth is mutter? I mean, nothing is also unless the Torah asks it. But without any iser, without any explicit iser, so nothing can become also. So why should we show a source that Mr. Kenneth is mutter? Meirchat iser should be also. So the Gemara says, Mishkenes Maidi Sharye, so Gemara asks, Mimai Teisek Adaitin the Asire. So Gemara gives a teretz, no. The Makshe gives a teretz. The reason is why I ask, how do we know Mishkenes is Muter? Because there is a possible source that Mishkenes should be Asur. So the Mila I ask, how do you know that it's Muter? So, Dichsiv Zeis Achaya Shadachil, Chayo Achayil, Vishin Achayo Loitechil, Vom Mishkenes Sein Achayil. So the Gemara says, in other words, we have a special posik that Mishkenes is muter. And if we didn't have a special posik that Mishkenes is muter, so then I would say, if we didn't have a special posik that Mishkenes is muter, I would say Mishkenes is asur. Meirchat Eiseh. Nothing can be asur just like that in a vacuum. Every Eiseh has to have a basis in the Torah. So why do we have to resort to a special zakosov that Mishkenes is muter? Because if we didn't have a yalfuset Mishkenes is muter, then I would deduce from the posik zeis achayu asher techayu chayu achayu shen achayu lo yisechayu that Mishkenes is asur. So memele, that only means that if we didn't have a posik of that Mishkenes is muteres, then I would deduce from the posik of Zeis Achaya Shatechayu Chayu Achayu Shinechayu Kuvitechayu that Mishkenes is Asur. But it does not mean that Mishkenes would come within the love of Kosov Asur et Reikol Yisachayu. If we didn't have the special Zeis Akosov that Mishkenes is Muteres Legamre, I would say Mishkenes is Asur on the score of the posik of Zeis Achaya Shatechayu Chayu Achayu. A behemoth that is not natal almost can is you allowed it. A behemoth that is natal almost you're not allowed to eat. But that's not the posik, that's not the law of Basmasura Trebel is a chayil. That's a posik in Vayitro. That's the posik of Basmasura Trebel is a chayil is a posik in Shmeis, Mishmoti. The answer is what is contained implicit in the posik of Basmasura Trebel is a chayil. Even according to Rishonim, who say that the Ein Chayo is the basis of the Issa Treifo, only if the Ein Chayo is grounded in an organic defect. But if the Ein Chayo is grounded in a malfunctioning, the behemoth suffered a hemorrhage, the behemoth suffered a stroke, the behemoth suffered heart failure. I mean, no organ was removed, no organ was punctured, no organ was torn. But it's natal almost anyway, that's not the trait. Even according to the Rishonim, who say that the Ein Chayo is the basis of the Shem Treifo. But they all distinguish the Rabbi Tzibur Eshkel and other Rishonim, and they say, and the Rashi Tirsa Bais, what's the distinction between Treifo and Mishkenes? That Treifo means that it's Ein Chayo, it's natal almost because of a chisori, an organic defect. And misukenes means not an organic defect. And as we said, not every organic defect, only certain organic defects. Chaseiro, nitulo, psuko, kuo, nifulo. Nifulo means that there was a chvote. I mean, that and organs, if their organs were subjected to a certain chvote. Nikuvo, I mean, these, not every organic defect. Not every organic defect. So the basic distinction between Misukenes and Treifo, according to the Rishenim, that the inner chayo is not an accidental, coincidental fact, but an essential fact. So what's the difference? Let every Misukenes be Treifo, if the inner chayo is the basis of Shem Treifo. The answer is, Treifo by definition means an inner chayo, because of an organic defect, one of the eight types of organic defects. But if it's neiter onus, because of a malfunction, or even of an organic defect, but not the type of an organic defect that might be comprised with any of the eight categories of organic defects, then it's like Misukenes. So we see from this Gemara that even if we didn't have a special Gzeras HaKosov, that Misukenes is Muteres, then I would say that Misukenes is Asur. On what basis? Not because of Treifa. Treifa would have nothing to do with Misukenes. But then it would be on the basis of an Isarese, of Zeis HaChaya Shatachilu, Chaya Achilu Mishin HaChaya Lisech. But now that we have Gzeras HaKosov, so Mimela Misukenes is not even Asur underscored in Isarese. But if we didn't have Gzeras HaKosov, so then Misukenes would be Asur on the score of Nisarese, but not on the score of the love of Treves. Because Misukenes is not Treve. Treve is only when it's in a chayo on account, I mean according to Samdashi, according to Rashi. So Treve is completely grounded in Alokhan Mishim Sinai. And not in an organic defect. Of course, Alokhan Mishim Sinai declares that certain organic defects are matter in the brain. But it's not in a chayo. It's not in a chayo. So Mimele, according to Rashi, we have a special Gzeras HaKosov that Misukenes is Muteres. But that Gzeras HaKosov only tells us that the Misukenes, because of a malfunction, is Muteres. But we don't have Gzeras HaKosov that the Misukenes, because of an organic defect, is Muteres. So Mimele, according to Rashi, if a certain behemoth would be neiter onus because of an organic defect, even though that organic defect is not included in the Tres Treves. But since without a special Gzeras HaKosov that the Misukenes is Muteres, I would say every Misukenes is Asur on the score of an Isares. So it's a Chayo Acheir, Chayo Acheir, Mishin Chayo Lezer. But we have Gzeras HaKosov. So the Gzeras HaKosov tells us that the Misukenes, that because of malfunctioning, is Muteres. But the Gzeras HaKosov does not apply to a Misukenes that is neiter onus because of an organic defect. But even though we don't have that Gzeras HaKosov, so maybe it can be a soul on the score of Misarese, but not on the score of this of Treifa. So maybe according to Rashi, when Rashi explains the Shem Treifa Mamesh that comes within the love of Treifa, so according to Rashi, that is not based upon Inchayim, and it's completely grounded in Alokh Lamesh Mesina. So Mimele, Sirche is in Treifa Mamesh, and it comes within the love of Treifa. So Rashi explains it on the basis of a past neke. But it couldn't become a Treifa on the basis of a future neke that is destined to develop. But when Rashi explains that if a long he has a black mark like ink, so it's a suor, so Rashi says, because Seifo l'roki v'l'inokim. Why does Rashi have to say Seifo l'roki v'l'inokim? Why does Rashi have to say Seifo l'roki v'l'inokim? Isn't Seifo l'inokim enough? Why does Rashi have to say Seifo l'roki v'l'inokim? Why does he have to say both l'roki v'l'inokim? He could say Seifo l'inokim is enough. Those Rishenim explain Sirchas on the basis that they are destined that they are symptomatic of a future nekev. So they don't have to mention say for the rocket. One nekev, one single nekev. Here he said, he emphasizes that if the lung is black, so then it's asura. Even though the Gemara uses the lotion in Shina Amarev Treve too, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it comes with the Moab of Treve. It means it's awesome. So why does Rashi have to say save for the rocking will be knocking? But it could be explained now. If we say now, according to Rashi, we say that Enochayu is not an essential fact. It's only a coincidental fact to be used as a simen in connection with the Sofik Treve. So Mimele Rashi could agree with the Rambam that the semen of Ein Chayo is only if the behemoth is left to nature, that nature should take its course in the behemoth without any medical treatment. But with medical treatment, so a behemoth with a punctured lung could live. With medical treatment, it could live. But when Gemara says that any one of the treifes cannot live for more than 12 months, it means, as the Rambam says, as the Nitziv explains the Shittas Rambam, without medical treatment. So in case of Sofik Treifor, so then we just let the behemoth stay, we leave it alone, and we don't administer any medical treatment. We let nature take its course of the behemoth, and then if the behemoth survives, so it's a riot, then it's not a thing. But with medical treatment, it could live in normal span of life. So the maki could be cured. But the treifet is anyway, because the shem treifet is grounded, Allah Mishmisinai declared certain makis, certain organic makis, is treifet. Without any questions, it can't be treifet, as Rashi says so many times. But as far as the Isares, now let's say, suppose we didn't have Xeras HaKosov. We didn't have Xeras HaKosov that Musikenes is Asur. And then a behemoth that had a stroke would be Asur. We didn't have Xeras HaKosov that Musikenes lived along with his Mutares. So then we would say Musikenes is Asur. And what score would it be Asur? Not on the score of the love of Trafis, but on the score of the Isares of Zeis HaChaya Shateicha. Suppose you would have a certain misakenes because of malfunctioning for which there is a cure, a known cure. Would the behemoth be a soul? It's mistaber that even if there hadn't been exeras akosim, that misakenes is muteres ba'achile, so a misakenes would be a soul ba'achile, it would only be a soul ba'achile if she's a misakenes without any cure. But if I can go to a doctor and give him medicine, if I can give him medicine, if I can give a pill to the behemoth, and then the behemoth, the hemorrhage would stop by giving a pill to the behemoth, then this misikenes would be asur, even if there hadn't been exeras hakosov, that misikenes is muteres. So Mimele, since the exeras hakosov is that only the exeras hakosov only implies that is a misikenes that is natal omus because of malfunctioning is muteris. But that exeras hakosov does not apply to a natal omus machmas an organic defect. So mele, if a behemoth is a natal omus machmas an organic defect, let's say a behemoth whose lung is completely black like ink, so it's natal omus. Why is it natal omus? So Rashi says, save for the walking will not live. If the sheikh had not been his oris, and he had slaughtered this behemoth, and he let the behemoth live, so then in a few months, the whole lung would have deteriorated completely, decayed completely. Not a single nekev would develop. It would be near kav, and would have become saturated in the kavim. So in other words, so why does Rashi emphasize that? Because if it is only destined to develop one nekev, so one nekev is also, we have a coincidental fact that it's in a chayo, without medicine, but with medicine, so with one nekev, the behemoth could live, according to Rashi. But if the lung is black, like ink, so that means that the decay of any deterioration of any setting and in a very short time, in due course, it will be nirkav completely, and nirkav and nikav completely. What does it mean, nirkav and nikav completely? Doesn't mean just one little hole. It means nirkav and nikav completely means it will become so deteriorated that pieces will fall off. It will become completely nirkav and completely nikav. So that means that there is such an itilamus that there is no curing. Some mele it's asur on the score of the essay of Zeis Achaya Shateichal Chayo Acheu Vishino Chayo Ezech. All right, this is the last year. Now you will decide when the prina will be taken, but all of you have to take the prina the same time. All of you have to take the prina the same time. All right.